And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, today is the day of the carnival, but Lum is pretty disinterested in it. He thought that this was the day his protege, Mousy, would knock out Aaron Ike and win the $1,000 offered by the carnival. But Mousy is home in bed with the mumps. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their jot-and-down store, library, and bakery. Listen.
Well, ain't you even going over to the carnival for just a little while, Lum?
No, I ain't going, Abner, so just quit talking about it.
Oh.
If you want to run over there, go ahead. I'll watch the store.
Well, Lum, we can just close the store up and both of us go. We won't do no business here no way. Everybody in town's at the carnival.
Abner, we can't close up the store every time a little carnival comes along, so just don't even mention it again. Granny's a mumps.
Huh? What'd you say?
Nothing.
Sound like you said mumps. Is that what's wrong with you? Are you still mad about Mousy getting the mumps?
Well, who wouldn't be? Cheated me right out of getting the manager's share of that $1,000 Mousy would have won by knocking out Iron Eye.
Yeah, Lum, but then...
And it ruined my boss promoting career before it even got started.
Well, Mousy never got the mumps on purpose, Lum.
No, I don't think he did, but I wouldn't be surprised if Squire Skimp never had something to do with it.
Was Mousy getting the mumps? Now, that's just plain silly.
I don't know. I wouldn't put nothing past that Squire Skimp. He might have carried a mump over and give it to him. I don't know.
Oh, Lum.
I ought to have expected something when he come in here all smiles and friendships the other day. Or to know there's something funny about him coming down to $100 on Mousy's contract.
Yeah, well, it's done did now, Lum. He might just as well go over to the carnival and have a good time and forget about it.
No, I ain't going over to the dead blame.
Wait a minute, there comes Cedric. I bound you that's where he's been.
He always gets up in the middle of the night and goes over and helps them put up the tents and drive stakes and such as that every time a circus comes to town.
Yeah. You recollect the time they told him to carry some water to the elephant and he couldn't find a water bucket? Old Cedric tried to carry the elephants over to the pond.
You never actually seen Cedric do that.
Well, no, but Grandpap said a feller told him that he seen Cedric trying to lift them.
Yeah, you oughtn't to believe all that priddle-prattle Grandpap brings in here. Well, howdy, Cedric.
Yeah, hello, Cedric.
Howdy, Mr. Abner. Howdy, Mr. Lum. Boy, have I been having fun.
Well, yeah.
Yes, Lum. Ain't you fellas going over?
Well, I was sort of suggesting to Lum that we just close up the store.
Abner's going, but I ain't. I got too much work to do around here.
What work you got to do?
Well, I'll think of something.
You ought to go too, Mr. Lum. It's sure a lot of fun.
Kids, huh?
They got sideshows and animals and a thrill-a-minute caterpillar ride and a merry-go-round.
That's what I love.
Yes, Mom, me too. And you can win blankets and Cupid dolls and... Look what I got here.
Huh? Well, a whistle.
Yes, but it's a special kind of whistle. Imitates birds.
It does.
And, see, you blow on this end, and it's a meadowlark.
Well, I do know.
Then you blow on the other end, and you get the whippoorwill.
Well, that sounds just like the meadowlark, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, it does, don't it?
It sure does.
I asked a fella about that, but he said it just sounds that way to humans.
Well?
Said the meadowlarks and the whippoorwills could tell the difference, all right.
Who told you that, Cedric?
The fella I bought the cookies from.
Cookies?
Yeah, the whistle will come as a prize in this here little box of cookies.
Oh!
here, you want to eat some of them?
Well, I don't mind if I do. You want some, Lum?
No, I ain't interested in no cookies.
Go on, help yourself, Mr. Lum. Of course, you can have them all if you want them. They ain't no good. I never eat them myself, hardly.
You don't? Well, what'd you get them for then, Cedric?
On account of the surprise, of course.
Oh.
Just cost 25 cents, and look what I got.
Well?
Metal arts.
Is that all it costs? 25 cents?
What do you mean, is that all it costs? And you look at that thing. Whistle and cookies together ain't worth over 9 cents a bounty. Starting to be buying stuff like that, Cedric, you ought to save you money.
Why not? Everybody else is buying them. And they're getting terrible, wonderful prizes, too, boy.
But reckon they got any more left over there, Cedric?
Now, wait, Abner. You ain't going over and squander your money on a silly thing like that.
Huh?
Strange, I just can't understand how folks will spend all their money when they think they'll get a surprise of some kind. Wait a minute, though.
What's the matter, Lon?
Be quiet, I'm studying.
Oh, I wonder why you had your eyes squinted up that way.
Well, you can always tell I'm studying.
Yeah. What's he studying about?
It's the way that fella's running for the legislature.
Yeah, he looks just like you're looking right now, Lon.
I think we got something here, Abner.
Huh?
This thing here at Whistle give me an idea. You recollect that item me and Squire had for putting money in some of the loaves of bread we baked?
Oh, yeah, but Squire wanted to run that on ours so long.
Well, Squire ain't going to be in on this. We'll run it ourselves.
We will?
Sure, we don't need him to tell us what to do.
Good brother.
Right, I know it'll work, too.
Yeah.
If all them people over there will fall all over themselves buying boxes of cookies for a quarter to get little trinkets that ain't worth the money they paid, they ought to go crazy for bread with real actual money prizes in it.
Oh, yeah, law me, they'll just go wild about that.
We will.
I bound you we won't be able to bake up enough bread to keep them in it, you know.
Better, Lord.
When we going to start, Lon?
Right away. Right while everybody's in the spirit of buying surprises and stuff.
Yeah, that's the time.
I'll start mixing the dough for the bread, and you can get a fire going in the stove, right?
Yeah. All right, doggy, this is going to be fun. You know, Cedric, would you get some wood for me?
There's already some wood in the stove. Never mind, Cedric.
Oh.
Just take some paper and get it lit there, Abner.
Yeah, let's see. Where's some old newspaper now?
Here, use this.
Yeah, give it here. Well, wait a minute. This is your manager's contract with Mousy, Lon.
Oh, I know. Well, it ain't no good no way. I wish I'd never seen the dead blame thing. Go ahead and use it.
All right. Seems a shame to burn up something you paid $100 for, though.
Fiddle, Lord.
Stop blowing that thing, Cedric. It gets on my nerves.
Whippoorwill. Oh, wait a minute. It's supposed to be the meadowlark.
Huh?
Do you know where I could find me a live meadowlark?
Live meadowlark?
Yes, Mom. I'd like to just have him listen to it and see if he could tell a difference in him whistle.
Oh, of course he couldn't.
Where's the east, Abner?
Huh?
Whereabouts is the east?
Oh. You see, I seen it around here someplace, Mom.
Never mind. I found it. Here it is.
Oh, yeah. That's where I know what it was at. You want me to help you mix up the dough, Mom?
Whippoorwill.
Cedric, are you going to stop blowing that bad blame thing?
We started a whippoorwill so I could tell the difference in these bird calls. They're getting to sound more alike all the time to me. Just listen now. Meadowlark. Whippoorwill.
Cedric, why don't you go on back over to the carnival? What did you come over here in the first place for?
What did I come over here for?
Well, you ought to go back over where you can enjoy yourself, Cedric.
Well, I come over here for something. Maybe I better go back over and study.
Huh?
See if I can figure out what I come over here. Oh, I know now. Recollect, yeah. I come over to tell Mr. Lum something about Mousy.
About Mousy?
Did you say Mousy?
Yes, Mom, but I don't recollect now what it was.
For the land's sake.
Oh, I know. He said on account of some contract, said he had to fight Iron Eyes or get something.
He don't need to feel that way. No contract to make a fella fight when he's got the mumps.
Of course not.
Besides, the contract burned up anyway.
Well, he never knowed that, though, because he got out of bed and went over and fought Iron Ike anyway.
Fought him? Oh, my goodness, Abner, get that out.
Too late, Lon. It's done burned to a crisp.
Oh, my goodness. There goes my manager's share of that $1,000, for goodness sake.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lon. You don't have to have a contract to be a feller's manager. That was just Squire Skim's idea, wasn't it?
Then maybe you're right, Abner.
Why, sure. Besides, nobody but us knows it's burned up.
Cedric, have you got your car here?
Why don't you just call up over there? They got a phone hooked up.
They have?
Yes, Mom. I seen them talking on it.
Well, that's a thing to do.
Get to that telephone.
Yeah, that's a fine one.
Cedric, don't you say nothing to Squire about us burning that contract.
No, Mom, I won't.
Hello, Mamie? Would you hook me up to the carnival? I mean, connect me up with them, please? Right away, please.
Old Mousy sure got an R, you know it. Getting out of a sick bed to go over and find a fellow.
Hello, is this the carnival? Well, this is Lum Eddard, Mousy's manager. Mousy. Mousy Gray, the fellow that just fought Iron Ike.
Then I might kill her, I think, suppose.
Yeah, well, of course I'm sure I'm his manager. $10 what? entry fee. What for?
Oh, sure, I'll pay that.
Just send the bill over to Lum Edwards.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye. Granny, that ought to prove I'm Mousy's manager anyway, paying that entry fee for him.
You mean you're going to pay $10 more, Lum? You already put out $100 for the contract.
Well, don't worry about that. My share of the winnings will cover that.
Well, huh?
How long did it take to knock him out, Cedric?
Just one blow done.
Granny, just one blow. Did you hear that, Evan?
Yeah.
Just one blow, and there was Mousy out cold as an icicle.
Mousy?
Yes, Mom. Middle one. Middle one.